So in this video, I would like to share with you a very actionable plan B, because we all need a plan B, don't we? Sometimes shit just hits the fan and things just fall apart. You see, there is a chance that the clients that come to you are really going to struggle to define greatest life visions for each of the seven main areas. It might be the case that they even really struggle just to define a greatest life vision for their own life, a personal success or a personal vision statement. In which case, all right, there is an alternative route that we can take. And this is what I'm going to share with you here. We call this the four projects project, all right? And it's actually very vague, it's very ambiguous, and there are no rules to this one. Now, again, in the additional materials section, we've created this for you, one that's branded in our own way, and then one which is just text, which you can copy paste, create your own project, workbook, or do with whatever you want, all right? Make this stuff your own. We're strongly encouraging you to do this. Now, these four projects are designed more specifically for your clients who just aren't going to really know where to start. This one here is just going to allow them to get as creative as they want to get. So rather than kind of guiding them through the goal setting process, this one here allows them to more flexibly self-govern, all right? And this can be a really good exercise for really winning trust and helping clients to feel more comfortable with you, all right? Now, you can use this later on in the coaching relationship, or you might even want to use this as a starting point. It's entirely up to you. Remember, there's no rules for life coaching. You can't get it wrong. It's not like there's a real rigid process that you've got to go on, because all people are different and all people, you know, are going to be motivated by different things. They're going to find some techniques and practices that work better for them than others. And your job as the coach is just to go with that. All right. So the way this project works is this, and I'm going to encourage you to get involved in this one yourself, all right? To be honest with you, this one can actually be quite a lot of fun, okay? The first project is just about initiating a family project. Now, we understand that family, whilst it's a good word for some people, it's not so a good word for others. Different people have different interpretations of what family is. For me personally, for example, family for me is the people that I do life with, not so much blood relations, if that makes sense. So the family project could just be a project that is going to enhance the quality of the relationships that your client has in some area with the people that they care about the most. So it's about getting them just to look in the direction of relationships. Now, in quite an ironic and sneaky way, the project that they then go up to come with could potentially become either a medium-term goal or a long-term goal. And that will be for you and your client to recognize and determine once they've worked out what this project is. Because once they have a project, if this does go on to become a long-term goal, then you can apply everything that we've looked at in the last few videos, setting goals, rapid action planning, all these sorts of things, to then define the action steps and the short-term goals that they need to take to bring this project to completion. So it's just an alternative way of framing goals. It's quite clever, quite sneaky, but it can be very effective for some clients, all right? The second project, and incidentally, you're just giving them the workbook that is in the additional materials section that you can print off and hand to them. The business project doesn't really matter where they're at in life, okay? Doesn't matter if they're unemployed, employed, or self-employed, because they are going to fall into one of these three categories. This is about a business project, and that's it. It's as vague and as ambiguous as that. The aim and the goal behind this project is to get them to consider ways in which they can start generating more wealth for themselves, more money. That's it. It's not about them getting focused on money, it's just about getting them to think about and be more creative about ways in which they may be able to generate more money into their life that's just simply going to give them more options. All right, so there's no rules. It could be open an eBay store. It could be open up a crafts stall at the local crafts fair or something like that. It might be start some sort of online business, go freelancing. There's no rules. It's just about getting your client to start looking at the talents and the skills and the abilities that they have, but also at identifying any areas that they may need to invest into, i.e. develop some new skills or lose some bad habits or something like that. The third project is more of a social project. It's about them looking at ways in which they can give back to the greater society. It might be getting involved in a local charity group. It could be getting involved in, I don't know, some sort of youth project, some sort of society project. Hey, hell, it might even be start a charity. Who knows? Again, there's no right or wrong, and it's going to be determined by whatever your clients are comfortable with. So whatever they come up with is totally okay and ecological for them. All right. And the last project is going to be a little bit more challenging for some. All right. And we call this the scary as hell project. And this is all about your client getting outside of their comfort zone. Now, some people, this might be go do a bungee jump, in which case they might end up connecting these two projects together. Might be do a bungee jump to raise money for a local charity, or it could just be leaving a job that they absolutely hate. It doesn't matter. It's not for you to prompt, it's for them to determine what's scary as hell for them, but also what they're willing to actually take action on and see through. If that makes sense. So this is one project that, again, if you want to, you can assign an entire life coaching session to discussing, to brainstorming, to action planning. Bearing in mind, we're taking in consideration everything that we've talked about throughout the earlier sections of the course. We understand their values. We understand who they are, who they want to become. We now understand what their greatest life vision is. Hopefully they'll have come up with something. So whatever goals or projects they come up with, again, as life coaches, it's our role just to simply challenge, to question, to make sure that these projects are projects that they're genuinely interested in, and interested in enough to actually see through to completion. So download the workbook, add that to your repertoire of resources, and we'll look forward to seeing you again with some more goodies in the next video.